This gallery, Prime Moda, or Origin of Style, hosts some of the most exquisite and rare African art. Opened last year, the gallery boasts artwork dating back to the late 19th and middle 20th century by artists classified as Africanists.
It represents the work of primarily European artists. They just intuitively, I believe, understood that Africa was about to undergo tremendous change, and they wanted to document Africa and African people.
The gallery is owned by native Washingtonian Freddie Booker and her husband, British art collector Simon Carson. Booker, who runs the place, is a collector and scholar of fine art. But she says she had never seen this artwork until a few years ago while furniture shopping with her husband in Paris.
It was a beautiful painting of an African man teaching his son to play the traditional Congolese drum. And I said to the proprietor, I said, "What is that?" And he said, "Oh, that's an Africanese painting from 1921, and it's called Mozart Noir." So I thought, I have to have that painting, because growing up in America, I felt that had I seen those kinds of works of art, I would have felt different about myself and my culture.
This artwork, highly celebrated in France and Belgium, is virtually unknown in Great Britain and the U.S., says Booker, a factor she attributes to the civil rights struggle.
I think it would have been difficult to rationalize under those circumstances. But I think, obviously, things have changed tremendously, and I think it's the time is now for these works to be shown.
Featured works at Prime Moda include paintings by Africanists like Alade L'Olivier, Floris Jaspers, Jan Mulders, André Halle. African painters in that era include Pilipili Mulongoi, working in then Zaire, now the Democratic Republic of Congo. Also, François Thango. Female painters of that era include Monique Kraas, Booker's favorite.
She chose the color blue to give you a sense of the pride and the nobility of her subjects.
Beyond collecting and selling the artwork, Booker says part of the profits will go toward building 25 schools in the DRC with the help of the anti-poverty group ActionAid International. Booker says they've already completed one school.
Congo had undergone such strife, and we felt that we could use the art to somehow bring healing, and we wanted to do that through children, and we wanted to do that through education.
Ranging from 5,000 to more than 200,000 a painting, Prime Moda sells largely to collectors. But Booker says she hopes to make it more affordable by reproducing it in poster or other forms. Ndimyake Mwakalielie, VOA News.